Chocolate chip for the honey dip, you guys. It is time to motivate. Did you miss us so much? We missed y'all. Sorry it took us a minute to be back. Welcome to Booty Bear Talks, the podcast. I am your host, Raycel Hemingway, and alongside my other buddy, Drea Bad, aka Crazy Patty Mayonnaise herself. And you kind of wonder where our friend Lauren is at right now. She's busy taking it easy at home right now. She's fine. She sends all her love. She sends all her love to you guys. She will be on the next episode. We're doing a two-part series episode called Learning to Love Ourselves More, as you can see in the topic. We're going to be drawing more on mental health because I did mention in the beginning of the season, we're going to talk about a little bit more on mental health because before we get into it, I'm going to get things off my wonderful chest, and I'm going to say with so much sincere and compassion, and also I'm going to say bluntly that I'm not sugarcoating nothing. We are all grown adults. We have been through too much together. I'm not here to hurt anyone's feelings, but I'm going to let the elephant out in the motherfucking goddamn room. I had enough. It was told to me that, okay, as you all do know, I am part of the SGI, the Soka Gakkai International. I have been in the practice since 2009. You can do the math all the way up to now. I'm still practicing, chanting Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. Hence, you know, I'm the Buddha bear that you lie before you that lies before you now. I have been in this Buddhist practice for so long. I have made some lifelong friends. I have even been at the culture center. It's become my second home. It's transformed my life for the better. I met some people that were good. I met some people that were bad that make me want to hit them in the jagged jaw. I met some genuine ass, dope, sincere people. And I, till this day, I hit my peoples up. They know who they are. Hey, my family, my Soka Gakkai family, to all my people that are cool with me in my inner circle, I miss you guys. I can't wait to link up with y'all very soon. But I'm going to say something. It's not here to hurt no one's feelings. So here we're going to go. Alrighty. It has been told to me, like, people were gotten really offended because, I don't know if I mentioned in the last other episodes in the past, that saying about the Soka Gakkai was being like, former members of the Soka Gakkai, they were old members that are not chanting anymore, saying about it was being a cult because people were being mistreated. Mind you, this wasn't me. I never said the Soka Gakkai was a cult, but other past former members were saying it because certain type of leaderships was not taking responsibility for treating people how people were supposed to be treated. Don't knock down the messenger. I can't speak up for them, but that was what was going on from what I've gathered a little bit, because I met some incredible people that were once in the practice, don't even practice anymore. Some of them say, hey, yo, I just been going through life. People, life be lifing, and I don't knock nothing out of it, but do not point the finger at moi if you can't take accountability for yourself. If that person or any member or former member saying about the Soka Gakkai International, that is not, I can't control their mouth. I can't do what I can't do, but I will say this. I've been in this practice for so long. I've seen the transformation in my life and with the other people's lives. And I think it's about time we all need to take accountability and learn to watch what we say, because it is not fair that, like, I've even met some of these people while I was in the dance group. I've mentioned this before. I was in the dance group before doing youth activities years ago. Now I'm doing grown man stuff, doing my own business, doing the podcast, XYZ. I still even bug my SGI family. That's my Soka family till this day. But like I mentioned, but I'm going to say it again. Take accountability and responsibility for your words. It is not my fault that they're saying it. If you want to get to the nitty gritty of it, go to the former members that were talking about it. Don't come towards me. I'm surprised I ain't checked on YouTube and see, because they were even talking stuff about it. So I'm quite surprised. And I've been seeing it for years. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it again. take responsibility and take accountability for your mess, then we can look, then we can move forward. Right now, the world is watching us now. This is the time to do our human revolution. Take accountability, take responsibility for your mess, transform it, and let's move forward. I love the practice. I still chant. I'm still a member. The reason why I'm laying low, because I don't like certain leaders that think that they want to talk to me any other kind of way. And you want to laugh at me. Because I can say it to your face regardless, because you know where I'm at. Right or wrong. So this is what we're going to do. If you got a problem, you know how to hit me up. It's not me that's saying it's former members. So you need to go talk to them, not me. Time to take responsibility and accountability for your mess. Because I knew it was going to go down. So here's what we're going to do. Moving forward, talk to them. Take accountability for your mess. Stop your shit and let's move forward. Because right now, all you're doing is setting yourself up. I don't got to explain my shit to no fucking body. It's my mouth. Understood? Better. We understand each other. I love all my peoples because right now, we're in a world right now, we're going through a lot of shit. Mental health and all. People laughed at my mental health and now people going through their shit. My, how the tables do turn. And I'm not being shady. It's what you get, what you put out there. Choke on a two-piece and a biscuit and get it together. Okay? All right. Now on to bigger and better news. Chocolate chip for the honey dips. Tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about learning to love ourselves. We're going to be talking about dealing more with mental health. Because right now, there's a lot of us that are suffering out here. And I'm trying to speak it where I can relate to it. And we're going to get back on our way to healing. I was talking with Andrea and Lauren earlier about, before we start broadcasting, I started talking about learning to love ourselves a bit more. I was getting back into doing things I love to do more. Bless you, honey. Doing things I love to do before COVID even started. So I'm slowly now getting back into the groove of things where I love to do. Like, hey, I started getting back into the gym a little bit more. Since I'm in my apartment, I started cleaning up a bit more. I started getting back in my little rhythm like I was before COVID even went down. I would take myself out shopping. I was getting back into loving me, because I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I haven't been doing that, baby. I haven't. When life be lifing,
when life boxes you, it knocks you down.
It does. It knocked me down a peg. I ain't gonna lie. It knocked us down a peg. That's kind of around why y'all haven't been hearing from us, because we're going through life right now. And when you're on a podcast and you're trying to create topics that can relate to the public, I'm trying to do things that can relate to you guys so you guys can tune in a bit more. Because I'm gonna be more real in your face. I'm going to be more blunt and sincere and honest, because that's how I've always been. I don't sugarcoat nothing. I don't run from the truth. I can admit my faults and at the same time take accountability for my shit. But people like to point fingers at you and they like to hide their hand too, if you get what I mean. So in the midst of that, we're getting back to learning to do things that we fell in love with before life started knocking us down a peg. So for me, for instance, I'm going to start with me. I love when I started getting back. I recently, on my day off over the weekend, I went back to my favorite bakery spot, which is Magnolia Bakery. Oh, my God. I went to the one on 3rd Ave and 50, the one on near 3rd Ave, 59th Street. It was right on 58th Street, actually. But it was right on 3rd Avenue, right next to Bloomingdale's, to all my New Yorkers. You know, that my favorite Magnolia Bakery spot, to get there. Delicious banana pudding and honey. I bought two medium size of banana pudding, and it had the new flavor cookie butter. Try that shit. That shit is delicious. Go to your local Magnolia Bakery in the city. If you're all my New Yorkers, go to your local Magnolia Bakery and get that delicious cookie butter banana pudding. And my second therapy is, besides going to therapy, doing virtually and stuff, I like to be in the kitchen. I just made me some mustard fried chicken. If you saw my story on my Instagram, is bbear2023. I was doing a little mini video of me cooking and baking. That's what I was doing before I moved from my mother's house in Brooklyn. So I'm doing it, getting back what I love. So, Drea, what are your things you like to do?
Well, besides poetry, that was a thing. I've been writing since I was 10. And I stopped, like, at 36 years old. And that was a thing. My heart was there. But then I fell out of it, you know? Like, I was in love with it. You fell out of love with it. That's the thing. It's very therapeutic. I love baking, though. Baking is... oh, it's soothing.
It's fun, and you just take your time with it.
And also, being on a podcast with friends. Friends therapy.
Yes, and Dre is...
Life. Everybody goes through things in life. That candle.
Sorry. I have to... there we go.
For anyone that wants to know why we're laughing, that's an insider.
Inside joke.
But yeah, life just, it life sometimes. Either life goes your way or life doesn't go your way. And you have to get back on your feet so that life can go your way again.
Yes, that's right. And speaking of life, I'm trying to see if I can read a god doggone quote I read on, oh, here we go. Where is that damn thing? Nope, not that one. Hang on, you guys. We're bearing with the power of three. We're all getting...
life is lifing, but how's lifing for y'all, the viewers? How's life lifing for you? You know, you don't have to tell us how life is for you. That's personal. You know, but just sit in the room, standing in front of the mirror, and just think about life right quick. How's it going for you?
And if you want, I always encourage people, if you want to talk, like, yo, hit us up on YouTube. We on YouTube. Yeah. Comment. Make sure it's positive, because I will make flight arrangements if you say something negative. Don't do it. You heard it? Don't do it now.
I mean, but if you need a friend to talk to, I'll always, like, drop an email. You always talk to me. I listen. I'm a good listener. As Ray's a good listener, too. And Lauren.
You want to give them your email so you can always...
The thing is, if you think we're going to judge you, we have no room to judge you. Okay? That's God's thing. We're not God. Okay? Just saying.
That part. That part, yes, my little chocolate chip for the honey dip. She's not lying. We're not here to judge. We want to uplift you. This is the goal of me with the podcast. I'm here to uplift and encourage people and be dead sincere, real with you. And I'm very transparent when it comes to struggles, because we both been through a lot. Me, all three of us been through a lot. Yeah. Like, there's stuff that I don't know. Dre wasn't here last season, but I knew she was listening to it. But last season, I revealed a lot. So I revealed everything. I revealed what was going on in my life that she already... this way. This one over here knew all my story. Her and Lauren. She knew all my tea, and she understood it like that. They both understood like this.
For everyone that thinks that we're total strangers, we've been knowing each other for a pretty long time. Years on years on years. So.
I've known Dre since college.
We're new to each other.
Yeah, me and Dre knew each other from college, and I've known Lauren since high school. So.
I feel like I've known Lauren forever.
And they live near each other the whole time, but they never cross paths and I've met you.
Probably seen each other, probably had a whole conversation with each other. Mm-hmm. Just didn't know each other's names.
Mm-hmm. And now, too, I put the dots together and they all like, oh my God, we clicked. They clicked. I was like, yay. Right. This is how it's supposed to be. But yes, I want y'all to do what y'all love to do. If y'all are the bake, cook, dance, do what makes you feel therapeutic. If you need to speak to a therapist, go for it. I encourage everyone to speak to a therapist. It is one of the best choices I've ever done in my life. And I had no therapist sit there, laughed at me or dumbed down on me like I was crazy or something. And it feels so comfortable for the first time in so long that I don't feel like judged or laughed at, because people have laughed at me when I open up to my struggles. Yeah. And I don't sugarcoat shit. So if you feel a certain type, then that means you gotta work on your human revolution more than ever.
But listen, drop in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you love doing? Do you love like baking? Do you love cooking, drawing, reading books? Like you can just go for a walk. You could put a walk, and that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with walking. It's actually therapeutic as well.
Oh, I love taking morning.
Your peace matters. I want you all to know that your peace matters. I mean, not peace as in that peace. That peace. It matters.
That's right, buttermilk. Yes, take a walk. Like she said, I love taking walks. I go to the park literally 2-3 long blocks. I live in the Bronx. So it's very therapeutic. I just sit back and look at the trees and just mentally sit there and breathe.
But listen, when you go for a walk, if you have headphones, besides putting on headphones, be aware of your surroundings. Wear your headphones and listen to some type of peaceful music.
Mm-hmm.
But be aware of your surroundings, too. I want y'all to be safe.
You know who I did that? Hey, focus. Hey. But yeah, she's right, y'all. Be very round. When you go to your, when you go out, just be aware. Be alert. Make sure you don't get hurt or nothing.
Yes.
But be on your P's and Q's.
Ray and Lauren, we do crack jokes. But seriously, if you do need someone to talk to, we're here. You may feel like nobody hears you. We're here. We'll talk to you. We'll advise you as much as we can.
We're here. Hey, hit us up. We're not here to judge y'all.
We talk to each other about
everything.
Our life in general. So it's okay to talk to us. What is said between us will not go
anywhere else.
And it wouldn't matter because
we're all in this together.
I don't know who we're talking about anyway.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
Just know that someone's here for you. Okay?
That's right, my little chocolate.
Sincerely here for you.
Mm-hmm. And if you feel like...
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody, if you really need someone to really talk to, if you're feeling like you're really in that dark hole, then you need to really contact the suicide hotline.
Because
I want to make.
If y'all don't drop down below a comment of what you like doing, peacefully, where's your mental health? Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, where's your mental health? Number one, being in a dark hole. There's a way out, but you just don't see the way out. 5, being it's balancing. And 10 being a field of dandelions. The sun is always shining. There's no storms. The birds are always chirping.
Yeah. Chirp, chirp.
I feel like mine is a 5. It's balancing.
Mm-hmm. Mine's is a 5-2. It's balancing out once I start reflecting and things.
If yours is a 1, I do encourage you to talk to people. I do encourage you to open up to people. If yours is a 10, I encourage you to talk to people. I encourage you to talk to people, because who is that perfect? Whose life is this guy? Let's decide this guy.
Whose life is that? I'm just like, yo, you said the magic word. I'm like,
field of dandelions and birds are chirping and the sun's always shining. There's no storms. Whose life is like that? Even celebrities have bad days.
Let me see. Let me see. I'm trying to look for something up on this goddamn thing on Google.
If you're out here and you feel unloved, I love you.
Yeah. I love you more. I love y'all too. Like chocolate chip with honey dips.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Let me say this one thing about Ray. Ray is very inspiring, as Lauren is too. But Ray is very inspiring. He's like inspiring me to do my podcast, which will happen soon. I wanted to start 2 days ago, but I was very nervous, so I never did it.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Do it, my little chocolate butterball.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. And if you ever feel like you're in that dark hole, like me and Dre was really saying, if you feel like you get into that point, like you don't see no way out there, it's someone to talk to. You can always bug us, though. But if it gets to that crazy point, the point of no return, hit 988. That is the suicide and crisis hotline. It is always open. I want you guys to open up a bit more, because in this season, we are going to be talking more mental health.
Yeah.
More laughs, but at the same time, we joke with each other, but we also check up on each other to make sure, are we doing good? Are we okay? I want to make sure you guys are okay as well, because we are a family. All my Buddha Bear listeners, we are a family. We are a unit, and I want us to all like check in with one another. And that's why I kind of like, between me and you, like the reason why I haven't been kind of been posted, like I mentioned earlier, life be lifing with me, especially with Lauren and Dre as well, all three of us. And I know the last time I released the episode was like February freaking 5th. That was like last month. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so horrible. I'm like, I know my Buddha Bear fans is like, yo, what the heck is going on? We need another podcast. I was like, but life be lifing, my chocolate chips. And I'm so sorry we had to go, but I had to make sure mentally I was okay first. I've been speaking with my therapist. I am okay. I've just been going through a lot of challenges at work, and it's a lot of unfairness that happened. But I know there's a light at the end of the tunnel, so I'm just transforming it one day at a time. Good. Not to get too elaborate, but I'm just transforming it one day at a time, and that's all I can really do, and keep pushing forward and just encourage people. But I also, like, on top of that encouragement, I'm going to share this encouragement with you. It's from my wonderful, wonderful late mentor, Daisaku Ikeda, the third president who recently passed away. He was a magnificent philosopher, like a magnificent mentor, Buddhist. Like, he he been through a lot in life, so... If you want to learn more, go to www.sgiusa.org. I meant to say www.sgi-usa.org, just to make sure things don't get crazy. Or just Google up SGI USA Soka Gakka International. Damn, I'm too damn mouthy and wordy for this shit. But here we go, y'all. That's how the Buddha Bear is always real with you. So this is for March 13th. Daily encouragement. Everyone can be engaged in education for peace. It can be as simple as taking the time to talk with the children and young people in our lives, in our homes and communities, about the dignity of life and the equality of people. We must never underestimate the impact of such seemingly small efforts. Let me repeat that again for that quote, encouragement. Everyone can be engaged in education for peace. It can be as simple as taking the time to talk with the children and young people in our lives, in our homes and communities, about the dignity of life and the equality of people. We must never underestimate the impact of such seemingly small efforts. End quote from Daisaku Ikeda. Yeah.
Mental health is a big deal, as well as loving yourself. That's major too.
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage you. We encourage you to love yourself
wholeheartedly.
Because in life, you know, someone taught me, like when I was writing poetry, we are our biggest critics in life. People are harsh on us, people, but we are more on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. For me, that's true. Because I can be editing pictures and stuff. I love editing pictures. That's therapeutic, too. And one minor, like, it'll be like this small, one minor detail. Throw it all off, and I wouldn't want to do it anymore.
That's what me, like, with, I just get in the hang of editing videos. It could be very therapeutic too. And I love, like, because you know me, I'm just, you know, I like to play around the computer and stuff and edit videos too. And then on top of it, you know, I love food. That's like my first happy love.
True.
And when I do, but when I like edit stuff too, like with videos, it's fun. I'm like, oh, this is animated. I love this stuff. But I don't understand how you be feeling. I was like, oh, this is therapeutic. Do.
Right.
Same with bacon and cooking. When I make my all-time favorite Oreo cheesecake, oh my God. My coworkers toward me tearing that shit. They was like, Ray, you need to bake more often. I said, I'm trying to get back into it because I used to hustle like it was nothing. I need to start back baking again so I can start selling my cakes. And I just found out I could do a pop-up spot back in my old neighborhood in Brooklyn. There's a spot on Caton Avenue in Flatbush that they just built up because one of my neighbor's friends own a little mini restaurant over there. And it's soul food restaurant, and her food is, I think I got the thing for it. Hold up. Because I've been waiting for this moment. If you're ever in the Flatbush Central Market, go to Soul Bites. Looky. Soul Bites. It's right here. Oh, my God. Her food is amazing. And there's a menu in the back. Because I'm supporting entrepreneurs, too.
The name alone sounds delicious.
Yeah, Soul Bites. If you're ever in the Brooklyn area, to all my New Yorkers and to all my Brooklynites, I'm a former Brooklyn person myself. If you're ever in the New York City area, go to this spot here. It's her soul food is, and I'm not lying, her garlic parmesan chicken wings and her garlic parm fries is the bomb. Check it out. And her menu is right in the back. And please follow her on Instagram. So Soul Bites by Jeeves. Yes. Go on her Instagram, y'all. Yes. I'm supporting all my entrepreneurs, even my homegirl, Nelly. She's doing a little pop-up thing. I'm going to send you the information below. Yes, y'all. I'm going to send y'all all the information. Go on her Instagram and stuff. So, yes. So, I've always been a big supportive fan of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
Because people have supported me and I supported them in return. We just all want to win together. That's all I ever wanted to. I just want everyone to win and stop being petty because I could be petty as fuck.
True. But listen, if you're an entrepreneur, what do you do? I would like to support you. Honestly.
Same here. Both of us, me, Lauren, and Dre will all support you.
Of course.
Yes.
Like, you know, we do have social media, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We'll share your info there. We'll send people to you.
It's so that you can win wherever area you're at. Even if you're not in New York, I'll send love from North Carolina to North Carolina, all around the 50 states, whatever. Just send it to me. We'll support.
Watching people win is much better than hating on them.
It is. It really is.
I feel like if you win, I win. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my little chocolate chip for the honey dip. When it's like same vice versa, if Lauren and you win, I win as well. We all win together. Right. But we're trying to break through something. But as we are, this is the two parts. We're doing a two-part series on learning to love ourselves because Lauren is not here at the moment. So we're going to end this here. But remember everything that we was mentioning about learning to love ourselves. So this is part one. Part two will come out tomorrow because I am giving y'all all the tea. So me and Drea, Lauren will be back tomorrow on this next episode, okay? So this is going to be a two-part series of learning to love ourselves. And there's going to be like a little mental health series going on and mental health arc series like we did with the trauma thing from last season. So we're going to go into that. So this is really, really exciting. I want to thank my homie Drea as always for always popping in because she is she's also the third official Buddha Bear podcast host. That's right. Yes, she is, because she's been supportive behind the scenes. And Ashley's going to be back with this one. So I'm trying to see if I can bring Ashley back. So it's going to be fun with all four of us here. So it's going to be funny as fuck. It's going to be interesting.
FYI, I may do my own podcast, but I will still be a part of his podcast as well.
And I'm going to be supporting her as well. So whenever she needs me, I'll pop up on hers and you'll see us like a little crossover.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for Drea's podcast, y'all. I'm going to show all the love and support with her. We're rooting for her. We're going to do a lot together. So you can see a lot of us around.
A lot more.
Oh, yes. We're going to have more. It's going to be more tea this season. It's going to be interesting. So that concludes part one. Get ready for part two tomorrow, right? Remember, learn to love yourself. You are that dope Buddha Bear within you. You are that bitch. You are the ish. You are the shit. Don't let motherfuckers tell you what you can and cannot do because you are not their what? You are not their slave.
But remember, if you need someone to talk to, we're here. Down below in the comment section, I will put my email. You can always talk to me.
Yes, and I'm going to post my email as well. So you can hit us up. And I'm going to post it on the YouTube. Yes, y'all. Please don't be scared. Share the love. Send love. Rate us. Rate our podcast. Give us 5 stars, y'all. Give us 5 stars because it's
a challenge. Can you share it on social media as well? Not to sound like somebody really begging, but, just spread love.
Spread the love. And the chocolate chip for the honey dips. So we'll see y'all on the next episode, y'all. Until then, it is time to mother flipping motivate. Until the next episode, y'all. Tenderlicious. Bye, y'all.
Love you.
Yeah.